Hello, and welcome. Today is November 5th, 2019, and this is episode 3 of Evie's Little Podcast. I'm still looking for a more appropriate name, but for now, this will work. I'm kind of also looking for an intro and outro music, or sounds of some kind. Anyway, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a lesson I learned from my grandmother. I didn't get this lesson in the usual way. Granddaughters are given lessons from their grandmothers. Mine was a hard realization that changed my perspective on what people do with the lessons they learn. It sharpened my skill of observation. And when I revisit people that I've taught, it sort of trained me to see more clearly the genius in them. To use what they're given to make what they have work for them. A trait my grandmother didn't have, but she passed it on to me nonetheless. So, how my grandmother's lesson for folding towels taught me another lesson for life. My grandmother, oh God rest her soul, she taught me how to fold towels so they hang nice on the towel bar. Her method is to lay them out flat, then fold the sides to the center to make a nice, crisp trifold. That wouldn't have any of the edges showing, except at the ends where the pretty detail could be, you know, where you'd see the detail. Then fold lengthwise, halfway, to put on the towel bar. Then for putting them into the linen closet, she instructed me to fold them in half, then in half again, keeping the trifold intact, so they lay nice and they're ready to put on the towel bar when you're done cleaning and you got the dirty ones in the laundry. I adopted her method and have been folding my towels just like she told me ever since. Now, I was young married, so I was still pretty young. And I was proud, you know, how beautiful they hang on the towel bar. So even though over the years the edges fray, you know, just a little bit, and a thread or two will peek out, no one even notices because my grandmother showed me how to make them look crisp and new, you know. So I was folding towels one day when she came to visit, and well, I was doing laundry, basically. But when I got to the towels, she watched me work for a minute and then started to look a little agitated. Then she finally asked me, "Who taught me to fold towels like that?" And I was proud of myself, you know, because I remembered the way she taught me. And I said, "You did." And she got all red-faced, looked at me sternly. "I never showed you that. It's not how I fold towels." I stood there. I had a blank look on my face, I'm sure. And then she went on. "I never told you to wrap the towels around your body like that. Let them flop over." And, actually, it should have made me laugh, but it didn't. I was devastated. It really hurt my feelings that she couldn't see that the basic lesson was still there. And the outcome of a neat, crisp towel on the towel bar was still accomplished. You know, they still looked nice in the bathroom. So, I tried to argue with her, but she just couldn't see how I could be right. Because in actuality, she didn't teach me to wrap the towel around my body. What she taught me was to use a flat surface. But I had to adapt her method to the situation I found myself in most frequently when I was doing the laundry. Either the surfaces were too small or already taken up by folded laundry or other things, you know. Space was at a premium in my place. So rather than trying to move everything to fold three or four towels, I just used the only surface available, you know, and that happened to be me. So But if she hadn't seen me folding towels that day, she never would have known that I adapted her method of folding towels. She would have continued to smile when she saw the pretty towels hanging in my clean bathroom. Wouldn't have been none the wiser. So now I think to myself, you know, how sad it is that people are so set in their ways or methods of doing things that the adaptations that one has to make, you know, just to accomplish the same goal is met with such, you know, disappointment or hostility that it taints what should have been a beautiful memory of a lesson taught by a grandmother to her granddaughter for the rest of their lives. So, you know, it's kind of sad. I do laugh now, though. But by the same token, you know, it's taught me another lesson. It taught me that as I go through life teaching people how to do things, that I should keep in mind that they may need to make adjustments or adaptations to get the same results. You know, change things up a bit. So, you know, I can be content that the core lesson is still intact. And I can be prouder still, you know, that they can think for themselves. It's nice to know. And that they think, you know, that they thought enough of what I taught them to keep it and just change it enough to make it work for their situation. So what I want to say now is thank you, Grandma, and I love you. So now I have a question for you. Do you have a similar situation where someone has taught you how to do something and you found it useful but had to adapt it to better fit your circumstances? Let me know in the comments below what the lesson was and how you had to change it to fit your needs at the time. This is Evelyn Mitchell of Evie's Little Podcast. Thank you for listening.